This episode of Christmas Countdown is brought to you by Countdown Network. From Disney to theater to Christmas, parenting, and beyond, Countdown Network is your home for the top-ranked Countdown podcasts in the world. Hello, Christmas Countdown crew. Danny Jordan here. So, quick little setup. I know you guys are used to hearing Eric shout Merry Christmas at the top of every single episode that we do. And we did record that. Don't you worry. And you're going to hear it here very, very soon. However, we tried something very different with this episode. We thought, let's do an on-the-road episode, which, in theory, great idea. We got some great audio content. It felt very like docu, like you were following along with us, and sound effects and all the fun stuff. However, right at the beginning of our recording session, when we first got into the car, when we went on this little road trip thing, it turns out that I accidentally hit the dial for my microphone and turned the volume down to zero. So there's a good like 10 to 12 minute stretch where there's no audio from me whatsoever. So what we did is, fortunately, we were recording what we call sort of boom audio of the space that we were in. So we're going to use that audio for a chunk of the episode. This is why we usually record our show in the studio. Anyway, just wanted to set that up so that way you have perspective as to what exactly is going on here in the first ever Christmas Countdown show, road trip special. Here we go. Hope you enjoy.
Christmas, everybody. Welcome to a very special Christmas Countdown show. Very something. My name is Eric Peterson. I'm here with my good buddy, Danny Jordan.
Hello.
And we are sitting in Lynn's car right now.
And Lynn is my wife.
Yes,
Lynn is not just some random person that we...
We broke into this car.
We got into hard times. So.
We saw their wallet, it said Lynn. No, it's Danny's wife's car. And we are about to go on a field trip. So you are getting this audio where Danny and I are both wearing lav mics, which are the little, you know, clip-on mics. We're both connected to the same recorder, so we cannot go too far away from each other, or we'll be like a child on a leash.
We've got about that. 12 feet total to work with, six in either direction.
That's fair. I can work with that.
I think this is like a good trust building exercise, or like team building exercise.
Yeah.
You have to go on like a retreat, and like a trust
fall and stuff. Yeah.
This feels like that, where it's like, okay, we're going to hook you up, and you only have 12 feet of rope to
and
work.
If you break it,
you're out. The podcast is canceled.
I like that. All right. Challenge accepted.
This is going to be interesting, but let's go, shall we?
Let's go. Here we go.
So what's the plan for today? Tell us.
So what we're doing is we are looking to go to some local stores here because it's almost Christmas time, folks. I'm sure you're feeling it. We're definitely feeling it. It's officially fall, as of, I think, last weekend.
It's fall, y'all.
It is. And so now, you know, the stores, they're getting on board earlier and earlier. And we are not looking for Halloween stuff, no. No. There's plenty of Halloween stuff out there, but that's not what we're going for. We're going for the Christmas stuff. And we're trying to be first in line, first to get some of these things.
You know what this feels like right now? This feels like, have you watched Only Murders in the Building?
Yes.
Doesn't this feel a little bit like that?
Like a true crime podcast kind of thing? It does.
Well, no, because look at the device. You know, like Martin Short messing around with the little Zoom recorder.
He is always holding that.
And he's like, and the look on his face was one that he was nervous.
The narrating. Yeah, yes. So maybe I should narrate as you drive here. Danny sits pensively at the red light, wringing his hands together in hopeful joy of spectacular Christmas finds.
So full disclosure.
Yes.
You know, we had this idea of, hey, it's September, the burr months are here. We're getting, I'm going to turn this plane around because that's probably in front of people. Max, it's driving me nuts. But, you know, the burr months are here and we thought we got to release an episode because people are asking. It just feels like, you know, we're less than 3 months out.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so I had like messaged Eric. I was like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we like just went shopping together and sort of, you know, recorded what that experience was like. And I have to say, first and foremost, I thought about it this morning and I think it's hysterical that you and I have been talking about going golfing together for like over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we still have never done that.
This is true.
But the second I suggested, let's go shop for Christmas stuff together, You're like, yeah, just let me know when. I mean, my schedule's wide open. I'll be there. Which I thought was kind of ironic.
I do love to shop. I do love to shop.
You do.
We'll get more into that maybe with this jacket. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Folks, I'm wearing the most amazing. It's just a simple fall jacket. But jacket. It is from Barber, which is a British coat maker. They make other clothes, too, but mostly coats. And when I was in London town a couple weeks ago. We're gonna cut the camera here.
Hang on, folks.
Camera's cut. We'll get more video when we're at the store. We're in the audio section. But I got this great barber coat in England, and it is about 85 degrees here in LA, but I am refusing to acknowledge that, and I am wearing a way too heavy coat and a wool hat.
You are pot committed, as they say.
I am pot committed 100% on fall.
But so what I was saying, I realized I was like, I totally forgot to finish my thought there, is I messaged you and I said, let's go shopping. And so I did a little bit of recon because I wanted to make sure we weren't like walking into like six different stores and like, you guys have a problem. This is September. There's no Christmas
decor. Right, right.
So I confirmed that there are a couple stores here in town. I will say that I've been trying to get through to Walmart here in town because I've seen a lot on social media that like Walmart has a ton of stuff.
Sure.
Or as you would say,
a ton of stuff.
But they don't answer the phone.
Interesting.
I called at the operator and I thought, should I just try to dial like Fresh Deli or Fresh, you know, because everything's fresh.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And maybe just see if they know if the Christmas decor is out, but... I was taking my kids everywhere this morning, so I tried the general line, and they never answered.
Do you think they don't answer because they're like, we're Walmart, we're making so much money, we don't have to answer the phone?
That's a good question. Or maybe they are just so short-staffed.
Could be that, too.
Or, even better, maybe everyone is committed to unloading Christmas decor from the truck.
Let's go with that. They have all hands on deck. And they're taking stuff out. Speaking of people taking stuff out in Walmart, have you seen these videos of, and I don't know how to feel about them. You can cut this if this doesn't make any sense. Have you seen these videos of the people that go like dumpster diving behind like a Walmart or a Target or a Best Buy?
No.
And they apparently know the times when like Walmart will, whether it's food or clothes, where they're like, all right, this is just not selling, it's literally going into the dumpster.
Wait, they just throw away clothing?
Yeah,
they don't donate it.
You would think.
I mean, even the Super Bowl gives the losing team shirts,
sure, to like Africa or something. Yeah, right? yeah No, I've seen a bunch of these videos of people that like wait outside the big box stores,
okay,
and then like they'll get food out of the dumpsters because it's like just gone bad by a day or something.
I mean, the food I get, but the clothing aspect,
yeah.
Should we not be going to Walmart and throwing away clothing?
I don't know if it was Walmart. You can cut this whole
thing. Do you think they'll throw away Christmas stuff?
Ooh, yes. We have a date now,
on like
January
December 27th. Yes. We should be hanging out behind Walmart downtown.
Yes.
And they're like, sir, we don't have any bagels. They're like, we're not here for bagels.
We're here for those trees, man.
Here for that little singing Santa Claus, baby. I'm excited to see what stuff is out this year because I've been to Costco already, but the thing about Costco that confuses me, I don't know if you've noticed this, but again, like on TikTok, Instagram, a lot of people are like posting these like preview videos of like, here's what's, you know, out at Costco,
right?
And so I went and shot one for our Instagram,
sure,
TikTok, which said very well, thankfully.
Yes.
But the stuff that I saw at the Costco here in town wasn't the Costco or the stuff that I've been seeing at Costco's like that other people are posting. And so I'm confused. I'm like, does Costco sell different Christmas stuff
I bet
different
it,
stores?
I bet it does. I bet it does. I bet there's some regional aspects to it.
Well, what if I want, say, what Costco Iowa is selling?
I bet you could order it online.
It could. Or online.
Online.
Yeah. Or could I like set up like a private Facebook group where people who love Christmas decor in Costco
to go shop for it in Iowa.
Yeah, I got the Grinch. Got the Buddy the Elf. Let's trade.
Now that's a great idea. Yeah. That is a great idea.
How do you monetize that?
I think it would be more of a like a community share kind of thing.
Okay. So yeah.
It's the goodwill.
You're not generating cash revenue. You're generating goodwill.
Goodwill revenue. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, it'd be great if California's the only place that's selling, let's say, like huge, giant Christmas light bulbs, you know, the ones that like are 2 feet tall.
Right.
And if we could get them and then we send them to people in Iowa who can't get them.
That'd be good. That would be really nice. I had this idea sort of similar to that with Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're big fans of Disney parks. That's no secret to fans of the show. And we'll listen to Disney Countdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way, if you're not listening
to
Disney Countdown.
We have new hosts. They're spectacular. So good. So funny.
Bringing all the magic.
All the magic.
The Magical Millennial, the Dapper Danielle. One is a West Coast Disney content creator.
Mm-hmm.
The other's over on the East Coast representing for all the Orlando parks. They just have taken the show to like a brand new level.
Yeah.
Amazing. But I had this idea recently with Disney, you know, because we are fortunate enough to live here in Southern California.
Yeah, it's very close. Yeah.
To the parks. I had this idea to have characters, rather than have them sign like an autograph book, have them sign a Funko Pop, like their character Funko Pop.
Fun.
And so I thought, well, what if like I put out like a thing like, hey, are you a big Disney fan? Do you have a huge collection of Funko Pops? Do you want me to like take it to Disneyland?
Yes, send them to
Elsa
me.
Sign it, and then I could like offer that service to people.
I think that's a good idea.
But then I thought, what if I get like 100 Funko Pops?
Yeah,
I look like? Like carrying in like IKEA sized bags. I'm like, sir, what are you doing?
You'd have to put a limit on it, I think.
Also, imagine me standing in line
with a bunch of kids.
Mickey's looking over and he's like, why do you have 30 Funko Pops, sir?
But this is what I love, is somehow you're the last one in line and there's like a little kid who just wants to meet Mickey and they're like, I'm sorry, the line ends with this gentleman. And you're like, the parents are like, can he just skip in front of you so he can meet Mickey? You're like, I got 25 Funko Pops to get signed. Get out of the way.
You don't understand. My customers are very demanding. They all paid me $40 for this service.
I love it.
Anyway, we have arrived at our first destination here.
I'm removing my lav so that we can
get
exit
the
car.
The vehicle, and we'll reveal where we're at in just a moment. So hang with us here, friends.
We almost got tangled already.
Yeah. That's why they call us Rapunzel. All right, so we want to go this way.
Here.
Ooh, this is a good sign. Right
we got,
here.
We got cinnamon acorns.
They smell like
pine cones.
You hear that Foley?
This doesn't smell very.
We want to give them the ASMR. People really like that.
Yeah, pine cones.
Those smell good.
They do smell good. You know what is very.
Best smelling podcast.
Best smelling podcast. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what is a really cool. Thing to do if you're looking for that smell is the brooms, the cinnamon brooms.
Oh, yeah.
Those seem to have, I've found, the strongest smell.
You realize you started. Oh, wait, my mic got turned way down.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Can you give me a mic check?
Hello, hello. Talking 1, 2, 3.
Hopefully, it wasn't like that when we were driving.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
Well, you would have been recording from this, though, too.
So. That's true. So, what was I going to say? Well, you were talking about the cinnamon broom.
Yes.
I think you mentioned that last season, and
did I?
I just saw one the other day. Actually, it was on the mantle at the place where my daughter goes to daycare.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh.
Giving it that fall smell.
Yeah.
All right, we're walking past the dog Halloween costumes.
A lot of dog Halloween stuff right here.
Yeah.
This is an exorbitant amount of Halloween stuff.
Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween yet?
So I really wanted to do like a Christmas themed costume thing with my family, but my kids really don't like that idea.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, they're 4 and 2.
Sure.
They want to be PJ Masks.
Nice.
Which we were last year. But then they're kind of also maybe wanting to be Bluey.
We're going to be Bluey too.
Are you going to be Bluey?
Yeah.
But both of my kids want to be Bingo. So
we have Sophie is actually doing a Christmas thing. Her and her best friend Luna are going to be reindeer.
Okay.
And then me and Miles and Lisa are going to be, I'll be Bandit. She'll be, what do we got here?
Okay.
All right. So
this is really exciting. So we just arrived in the back corner of Target, which if you're a Target fan, you know, and we've talked about this on the show, is that when you walk into Target, they're so smart because they put like the holiday, whatever sort of like necessary for that point in time, they put in the back corner.
Yep, you got to walk by all the other stuff.
Location from the front door. And so right now there's a lot of Halloween stuff out, yep. which we're not here for.
No.
We're not here for that.
But if you take a hard left.
Yes.
You see the brilliant, beautiful glow.
Yes.
Of Christmas lights.
Oh my gosh.
They're out, folks.
It makes me so happy that it's already here. Now, there's not a lot of stuff. There's not a ton of Christmas stuff here at Target.
We got lights.
Yeah, a lot of lights. I think it's starting to get your lights out. Exclusively lights.
Yep. And then we got a couple of wreaths. We got some bows. We got some of our scenticles.
They got their scenticles, which this one is Oh Christmas Tree. I don't think this is the one that we had. Let's give it a little sniff here. Oh gosh, smell that.
That is good. We should buy that.
Should we buy this right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Is that one full though?
It does look a little empty, doesn't it?
See, there's another one.
This only has. Wait a second. Is this okay?
Well, this one's got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah,
but
six.
I feel like they had like 12 last.
It does
time,
say
didn't
six?
It?
Six.
I know it says six, but I feel like look how much empty space.
Supply chain.
Supply chain issues. So like they'll never know, and they're like, oh. We are a Christmas podcast.
Okay, what is this product? This is called Snow Blower.
Yeah.
Easy cleanup, ideal for touch-up or artificial trees and wreaths. Okay, so this is like, would give you this.
For flocking?
Yeah.
Flocking? Is that what they call it?
Flocking, I believe, yeah.
I think I called it floffing.
That might be something different.
That sounds inappropriate.
Okay, that's fun.
We've talked about this before, but remind me, do you like to flock your tree or you don't like
to flock
your tree?
No, I do not like a flock tree.
Neither do I. It makes me think of... I don't know, like if I had a tree in like the late 60s or early 70s.
Sure, yeah. It also makes me think of like winter is coming in like Game of Thrones. It's like a little too white. It looks frozen and like it's a White Walker's about to pop out of the wreath.
Do you think, now this is an interesting question because I grew up, as you know, on the West Coast and we don't get snow here in Southern California, at least where I live. And so when I think of Christmas, like seeing frost and snow on things feels fake to me because it's never been
it's
real.
It's never been real, yeah.
But so I wonder if for me seeing it, I'm like, well, that's not what Christmas looks like. That's definitely fake.
For me,
or maybe for you because you've seen what it looks like.
Yeah.
When it's real, it looks fake for you. So
yeah.
Is there anyone that looks at this and says, that looks real?
I don't think anybody. No. I think it's just another product for them to sell to us.
Yeah.
And it's another reason for people like us who go, well, I got a green tree. Now I need a flocked tree.
Right.
It's just, it's all.
Well, we're not buying.
We're not buying it.
You can't hoodwink us.
What is this? Push lock suction cup wreath hook. Oh, okay. That's fun. This is like, you know, for your light, not very heavy wreaths.
Yeah. What does it say? How much it holds up? Holds up to 10 pounds.
10 pounds, okay.
I mean, that would be it.
That's pretty big.
So that would be, if you wanted to mount interior or exterior.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to put a wreath.
You could put one in your car, hang it in the back windows.
Why has nobody
done
that?
That's actually a great idea. You hang a little tiny wreath like this and on each of the back windows. Ooh. Don't do it on your front windows so you can still drive.
Right.
You know.
Are you talking about like where your kids are at?
Yeah. So your kids can't see out, but then they get like... You know, Christmas.
All I can think about is my 2-year-old just grabbing it and pulling all the little needles off of that.
Yeah.
And then before I know it, I just have a wire frame and no wreath left anymore. But I like the idea.
Yeah.
I feel like that needs, you know how like every Christmas it feels like that's the thing, like the Rudolph nose on the front.
Yeah. There's always something new.
Or the, you know, like the antlers you put in.
Remember last season we talked about those, they're like magnets that look like big Christmas lights, but they're like reflective. And so at night, if you have them on the side of your car, they light up, which is pretty
cool. So maybe that's the movement we're going to start is wreaths. Because you could even put
car
it on the back of your car.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of wind, it'll probably fall off.
Yeah. You could hang it, though, on the inside of your car.
But if you have tinted windows.
Sure.
We got to workshop this. We got to think about this. What else is here that's Christmas? So they have, you know, as Eric was saying, there's a lot of lights here. That's pretty much the majority of what Target has right now.
Some garland.
Lights. Have you ever messed around with these like LED, I guess.
The net lights?
The net lights.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have them?
Yeah. They're great.
Does it make life a lot easier?
Yeah. For bushes.
I hand string. So I have huge wheels like this one right here. That's like 100 feet. And I will hand like work
You gotta get these net lights.
Is that the way to go?
If you're going with any kind of bush situation, you literally go, like a big blanket.
And that's the way to
do it. That's it. And you know, you're pushing it a little bit so it doesn't
Does fly it feel away, lackluster? Because I feel like when I do like the stringed ones, if I want to make it really dense, I can make it really dense.
Yeah, but I mean, you could always do two nets on one bush if you wanted it to be.
That's true.
But I never felt like it was too sparse.
Okay.
Always felt pretty good.
And then I feel like sometimes people will just get those and will just like throw them on their lawn.
Sure, yeah.
Or on anything.
Oh, really. Yeah, to like cover the whole lawn. Like those, you know, the houses that do like the, you know, a bajillion lights and they're covering every inch. I think a lot of them do the...
That's next level.
Yeah.
That is display.
It's aspirational.
Yeah. I'm not going that big just yet. But anyway, if you are looking to get some Christmas lights, clearly Target feels like the place to be right now because they're fully stocked, at least the one that we are here at in Southern California. And they have, I'm noticing this is becoming much more common as the years go by, is like what I would consider like more uncommon Christmas, like colors
as Christmas. Sure.
They have purple here.
Yeah.
Just purple. And just blue.
Just like, green. Just red.
Green and red, like I kind of get, but like purple and blue.
Yeah.
Is blue like sort of becoming like a new color of Christmas?
I think also if you're Jewish, but you wanted to do Christmas lights, blue would be good. Yeah. I like these. I've never seen these before. Red, green, and warm white.
That's really nice.
That's like my three favorite colors.
Is that one right there? 87?
Yeah.
See, I like this system that Target has here where they have this board that's up on the top
display board,
you know, shelf. And for each light, it shows you the light and then it has like an item number underneath so you can see what it'll look like. And then you just go, okay, you find A1 on the box or the shelf that, you know, it directs you to. And that way you don't have to like go searching for stuff, which is really, really nice. Or if you think like, oh, these white lights are that. But if it doesn't say A4 on it, whatever, then boom, not the case.
Gotta follow the code.
But they have some other stuff here. They've got, what do they got? Some icicle lights, which I've been thinking about doing something like that with like the big snowflakes, like maybe underneath the awning next to my garage. Mm-hmm. So I sort of have this empty dead zone there.
Yeah, I hang those sort of off my like gutters.
Mm.
They look good.
You know what I've never understood, and I don't know if we've talked about this on the show. Have you seen the icicle lights that are multicolored?
No.
I don't get that.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
The whole idea is that it looks like an icicle, so it needs to be white.
There's no multicolored snow.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in like, unless you were like living in like unicorn land.
Sure.
That might be the case. Well, maybe that's what those people are thinking.
You were talking about Funko Pops. Look at the Peter Pan one.
It's not Peter Pan, dude.
Who is that?
Buddy the Elf.
It's Buddy the Elf. Oh my God.
Yes.
Wait, hang on.
Anyone needs this in the world.
We need video of this.
Okay, so Eric has discovered, you know, adjacent to the Christmas decorations are Halloween costumes. And they have, I think this is new this year. I've never seen these before, but they're masks, but they're Funko Pop masks. And so Eric has found Buddy the Elf, which is just so fitting.
Very apropos.
All right, Eric. I'm filming Eric right now. He has put on... You got to do like a song or a line from the movie.
Or Santa, the I know him. Oh my gosh, is it good?
That's so good.
I might have to get that.
You have to get it. It's only $20.
I know.
You put on like, you know, a green shirt and green pants, and you're Buddy the Elf.
And I mean, I have like a pair of pajamas that look like the Buddy the Elf costume, so I would just wear those.
Do you have any of the parts of your costume for when you did it in New York?
You know, I thought I might have kept the shoes because they were really cool, like green leather shoes, but yeah. I don't think I do. I think they made me give them back.
So this taps into, you know, we're gonna do this season, one of our countdowns, spoiler alert, we're about to let people know, one of our countdowns we're gonna do this season is top five Halloween or Christmas themed Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
So if you have always dreamed of going as like a Christmas character for Halloween, come to Target because they have this
Buddy the Elf. You got a Buddy the Elf thing right
there. Funko Pop, just get yourself, you know, green tights, green shirt.
Look at, they got
Buddy the Elf.
Ursula and...
We're talking too much for Halloween.
That's true.
Do they have any other Christmas costumes here? That's what I want to know. They got burgers and pizza and all the Disney stuff. But anyway, what's interesting is, you know, looking at the light display here, there's not a ton of stock.
Those awesome nunchucks.
Oh, those are awesome nunchucks.
Oh my gosh, those are so cool.
Yeah.
And size.
They're not just like, We should clarify. They're not real nunchucks.
No, not real. They're Ninja Turtle nunchucks. But I feel like they look a lot cooler than the toys that we had when we were kids.
Yeah. You know, if you're a 90s kid, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, big part of your childhood.
The best. Have you seen the new movie?
No. Oh,
it's good. It's okay. Really good.
I'll have to check it out. All right, so we have scoped out the Christmas decor here at Target.
Yep.
We've got some good stuff. Not a lot of stock here, so I don't know.
Might be early for Target still.
Might be early, or this might be a reason for you to get here. Actually, can we go look at the Funko Pop?
Yeah.
Over here. But it might be a reason for you to get out to your Target soon, just in case.
Yes.
They don't get any more, and that ensures that you get what you want this holiday season. So I thought there was some good stuff over there. Nothing that like blew my mind, but yeah. Nice to see, you know, what.
And again,
have this
it
Christmas
is September 27th, so
it's a good point.
We still do have some time.
Not everyone's bananas like us. Oh, is this the dude? Have you seen
Christmas
these
Deadpool? That's
and
cool.
Christmas Spider-Man.
Ooh, that is cool.
Okay, I didn't think we were going to use this part for the show, but Eric and I are looking at the Funko Pops, and they have a Christmas Spider-Man who's wearing a Christmas sweater,
mm-hmm.
and Deadpool's wearing one as well. This is the coolest Christmas thing I've seen here at Target.
That is pretty
so
good.
Far today.
I
should we buy them?
If you would like to buy them, you can buy them.
For yourself. I do not
for
want one.
For yourself. I just watched Deadpool for the first time on the plane.
Oh, you'd never seen it?
I had never seen it. It was like one of those things where I just like never got to it. Oh, look at this. They got Yellowstone.
It's such...
Beth Dutton.
There's
John Dutton.
It's such a great movie. And so
oh,
I assume
great.
You haven't seen the second one.
No, right? I've not seen the second one yet. But the first one was so good.
Eric, this is really hard for me to not... I'm not a huge superhero person. Like, I mm-hmm. love all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not one of those, like, Marvel heads.
Sure.
So the only reason I would get these two...
Is the Christmas aspect.
Funkos is because of the Christmas aspect.
I mean, they are pretty cute, though.
They are really cool. Really, really cool. Maybe we get them and, like, do a giveaway?
Yeah, let's do that.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right. Boom. We came here to look at Christmas decorations, and we're buying Funko Pops. Did you see they actually have an advent calendar, too?
I did see that.
That's
they do
cool.
The Five Nights at Freddy's, so that's a little
yeah, we're not going to get that one, but
scary.
They have a DC one. They
oh, nice.
Batman. And
yep.
That's pretty darn
I think
cool.
Lisa ordered a Bluey one for my kids.
Spoiler already. Alert, bro.
Yeah.
They're not listening to the podcast.
No.
I'm so interested to find out what people think of this.
Of this episode?
Yeah. Like,
I think they're going to like
it. Into it right now? Or they're like, oh my gosh.
I think they're going to dig it.
We're like, we're just listening because we love you guys.
I'm crossing in this way.
Okay.
I have to tell Danny which way I'm going.
Hey, here's a potential brand partner that we've been talking to. This
Grovey
company.
Lights.
Grovey Lights, yeah.
Grovey Lights.
So they are coming out with a Christmas light kit this year.
Okay.
And so we just spoke with them the other day. So you guys might be hearing more from Grovey Lights. They're really, really cool. I don't want to tell you too much about the product
yeah,
yet.
Just save it.
Because, you know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
It does look good, though.
Doesn't it? You can control it all from your app, which I just think is...
What is this? I love new games.
What are you looking
What's
at?
Tapple?
Tapple? Tapple? Is that like Scrabble? But
mozzarella. Choose a category, start the timer. Pizza toppings. In 10 quick seconds, name an answer, press that letter, tap the timer. Pressure mounts as letters get eliminated. I'm buying this.
You're buying that?
Yes.
Okay.
That is a great game.
This is what Target does, Eric.
They get you.
We're like, we're just going to like cruise around town, just go see what Christmas decorations are out. And I'm buying two Funko Pops. Granted, they are Christmas themed.
I'm going to take a picture of this Winnie the Pooh. This is why I can't go into these stores, Danny.
Oh my gosh. But this is exactly what we said when we came in, is that they make you walk all the way to the back.
Yep.
So you have to walk by all the other stuff.
Yep.
Yep. She was super curious what we were
doing.
I wish we could get some audio of one of these people like saying like, or like, just
can you
going
turn
like,
that off, please?
So listeners, we have secured the Deadpool and Spider-Man Christmas sweater Funko Pop. So if you are a fan of those, keep an eye out on, I think, did I leave my sunglasses in here? Oh,
I don't think
they're in my back pocket.
There you go. Maybe we say, they have to tell us what color the sweaters are.
Oh.
So they have to do a little bit of research.
So the first person to DM
yeah.
us
yeah.
the color that
either Spider-Man or Deadpool is wearing
on their Christmas sweater, you're going to win one of these Funko Pops.
And it will be signed by Danny and I.
It will be signed by Tobey Maguire.
But we're going to sign it for him because he's unavailable.
Yes. So if you support plagiarism or whatever that's called...
Then send us a DM right away.
Signatures. And also, please, we've started a GoFundMe to get us out of prison.
Out of prison. All right, I'm removing my lap so I can get in the car.
Getting in the car. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, so we just wrapped up at Target. We're back in the car.
Yep. Okay, Danny, I want to do a fun little game here while we're driving to the next spot. I saw this on another TikTok account.
Okay.
Which I can't remember which one it was, but they didn't make it up, so we can steal it. They did a fall draft. Now, what you could draft is anything fall.
Okay.
It could be a person. It could be a thought. It could be a food. It could be a piece of clothing.
Okay.
It could be whatever you want. A smell. Yeah. Anything. You're just taking your top five fall things.
Things. Okay.
We'll do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Okay. And then we're drafting, what, five things?
Yep. You're going one through five.
Oops. There went the phone.
That's all right. Here we go. Danny's driving the car. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, boom. Okay. We should tell people, we picked the same
thing.
That
is true. We both went scissors, we both went paper, and then I went rock and Danny went scissors.
And you rocked it.
I did rock it. All right, so I have the first pick, fall. Okay, my number one pick for fall, I'm going to go football.
Whoa.
Football.
Okay.
Football is here. Football.
I did not see that one.
Okay.
And that's a great selection. I do want to say that I feel like you maybe have a little bit of an advantage since you already watched the draft.
I did watch. So I have some things in mind. So I do have an advantage here, but just consider me the Patriots.
Okay.
I've done the research.
You've deflated all the balls.
I've deflated all the balls, and I have videoed all of the practices.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm the Patriots.
Okay. So everyone will root for me then.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everyone roots against
everybody
the Patriots.
Hates me, yes.
All right. So I am going to go with my number one pick. Number one thing in fall. Oh my gosh, football is such a great selection, Eric. That one hurts.
Because you get college football and pro football wrapped into that.
Now when we say fall, that could be anything that happens during the fall season. Okay, then I'm going Thanksgiving.
Great choice.
Thank you very much.
Smart choice. You're wrapping in a feeling and food into that. So that's a wise choice.
I feel good about that one.
A two-way player, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I like that. So we got football, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go classic here. I'm going to go leaves changing.
Oh,
and while we don't get that as much here in Southern California, we get it a little bit. But when I spent that year in Boston and really got to see like the Northeast leaves changing of New England.
Yeah.
It was breathtaking. It really, truly was so amazing. So I'm going leaves changing.
That's such a great selection. I remember the first time I was in New York or on the East Coast, really, during the fall, I was working on a show there. And I remember my mom had sent me a message. She was like, you know, when are you planning to go look at the leaves changing in Central Park? And I honestly hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm so glad she suggested it because I remember walking through the park and seeing orange and red and yellow. And it was just like the most vibrant colors. And it's like, and it's everywhere.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Whenever I would hear people, very similarly, whenever I would hear people be like, oh, we're flying to Maine. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing? They're like, we're going to see the leaves change. And I was like, wait, you're flying across the country to look at leaves? That makes no sense. But now I would do it.
That's
I absolutely would. It's so breathtaking. So I'm going leaves changing number two.
That's a great one. And it tracks because one of your favorite candle smells is leaves.
Absolutely. That could be a selection.
Ooh.
That could be a selection, frankly.
I mean.
Frankly.
I don't
it
want.
It might be a sleeper pick.
Okay, so we're doing five. So this is my number two. You took leaves. We've had football, Thanksgiving, fall. I feel like I gotta go with. Ooh, I feel like I gotta go with pumpkin patch.
I literally was just thinking that.
Were you really?
Of what my next was going to be, I was going to go pumpkin patch.
Now, if you had asked me, like, before I had children,
sure,
I would not have picked pumpkin patch.
No way.
Because I was just like, yes, thank you, car. I, like, why would I care about going to a pumpkin patch? But, like, when I think of going to a pumpkin patch now, I'm thinking about
pony rides
and my kids getting to pick out
corn launchers.
Yeah, all the things. Like,
all the stuff.
There's this farm out here near where we live, and it's like acres upon acres of
Underwood
farm, family farms. And they've got like this fall festival where you can go buy all this like fall merch. Your kids get, they have like baby sized pumpkins. So like when your kid's really small, they can go pick it up and they carry it around.
And you can pick pumpkins fresh.
Yes.
So they have like huge, huge swaths of land that have pumpkins that have been picked.
Right.
But then they also have the pumpkin patch where you literally can like detach the stem from the ground, which is really cool.
It's amazing. So I'm going to go with my number two selection in this draft is going to be pumpkin patch.
I think that's very wise.
And we have arrived.
We have arrived. So we'll come back to this.
And then we'll be at pick three for each of
us. We'll be at pick three for each of us.
All right, here we go. Let's head in to our next stop, which is Costco. And in typical Costco fashion,
there
was not a single parking space anywhere near the front of the store.
Nope.
Which begs the question.
Is there Christmas stuff?
Is there Christmas stuff? Yes, most importantly. But second, is this type of thing much more common now because so many people are
working
from home?
I think yes, which I think is the whole like the joy of working from home.
Right.
That like, you know, I as an actor have never really had like a real job.
Right.
But I've had enough like temp work that I can see what a regular 9-to-5 looks like.
Right.
And there's plenty of time where people are not really working. There's not something to be done right in that moment. They got a half hour, an hour where they're waiting for a meeting to start or something, right?
Right.
Whereas when you work from home, in that hour, you can go for a run or you can run to Costco to get some groceries or something.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's good for everybody.
Should we corner somebody here inside Costco and ask them if they are on the clock right now for their job? Would that be fun?
No.
What do you do for a living? Are you on the
clock? Why are you not doing it right now?
Why are you not doing that thing?
Wait, you got to show your card to get in here?
Of course I am. But I'm not just going to show any card, Eric.
Oh, you got a gold card or something?
Well, I've got the Visa Costco credit card. Ooh,
nice.
Which gets you all the cash back on all the things.
That is a nice looking TV.
Look at that. Oh, look at, okay.
Okay, so, we just walked in.
Yes.
There's an LG OLED 77-inch TV right as we entered.
Yeah.
And it was just showing a beautiful winter landscape.
It was.
With some snow-covered trees. And
that's all. I feel like that's all the Christmas I needed from.
That is a really good-looking TV.
It is, right? And isn't it amazing, like, what TVs cost these days?
Yeah.
Look how thin that is.
And it's...
That's like...
3,000.
Quarter 27,000. 2,700.
Sorry.
It's amazing 2700. That I was like, isn't it amazing like how
it's
cheap
only
$27,000.
Like, $85.
What does Danny do for a living?
Oh, 85
inches. I mean, that's 75. Look, this one's 75 inches and it's $650.
That's, if you would have bought a TV like
Eric,
that, what would you see? Holy moly. Okay.
This is so much more stuff than was here last time. Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. Let's start here. Let's see what we're seeing right off the bat. Okay. I love these.
We might have just got a very funny look from somebody.
Yep.
Just want to throw that out there.
All right. So the first thing I'm noticing here is the 8-piece LED lawn staked candy canes.
Oh my gosh.
These are very thick looking, which is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking a picture of this.
I have to confess something about these. Yes. So I was here a few weeks ago doing a little recon.
Yep.
And
you already got
I went home to measure where I thought I would want to put these.
Because
years past, I have this pathway, like an L-shaped sort of path that leads up to my front door. And I have these big, like oversized Christmas light bulbs that go in stakes in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing their age a little bit.
Sure.
And so I thought, well, what if I replace them with candy canes?
Yeah.
So I went home and measured it out to see how many sets I would need to fill that space. Because these are really nice.
Really good looking.
They're really good looking. The thing where they get you on these is that you're like, oh, $45.
Sure.
But then you go home and measure it and you're like, crap.
I'm going to need
like five or six of these.
Yeah, yeah.
And before you know it, you're into it for like 250 bones.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot.
But they're very bright, which I like.
Ooh.
What do we got here?
Eric, this is, oh my gosh, look at this snowman. Look at this snow family.
Okay, that's nice.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, how big is this nativity?
This nativity set? It's hand painted.
Nice.
13 pieces.
But I bet
pieces.
That's probably where
we're getting. Ooh. Dude.
Damn,
right?
Oh, look, it is big.
That is a big nativity set.
I love that, actually.
It's $100. It's the Kirkland Signature Nativity Set. 13 pieces. Not bad.
You got a camel, donkey, a cow. You got an angel. You got a shepherd. Obviously, you got Mary, Joseph, Jesus. We got three kings.
Right.
That gets you pretty much
that
there.
That is a heck of a set. And I will say, so they have the Nativity Set, 13 pieces for $99.99. They have next to it a Disney animated holiday tree.
Oh, rotate.
Same price. I think...
There's something wrong
with
that.
I think the Nativity Set is the better value.
Yes, I think so.
But look, I'll let you guys listen to the music.
I mean, this is a really cute... It's like probably about a foot and a half tall tree.
Yeah.
It's got some lights on it that are blinking. And then you have a rotating sort of turntable with your Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Daisy, Pluto, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
All the classics.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What did you say the first time?
I think I said Dewey, but Dewey sounded wrong.
You're like, no, that can't be. It wasn't Dewey. You played Dewey.
I did. I guess it is a name.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a real
name.
But
it might have been spelled differently, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he's D-U-E-Y. You were D-E-W-E-Y. Right. Okay, so this is new since I was here a couple weeks ago.
This is nice.
They have a snowman family.
And it is a set.
With four members. So it looks like there's dad, mom, and two kids. It looks like we have here. And this thing is really nice.
Very nice looking.
I think I might be buying this. The only thing that I don't like about it.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's got like this snow accent on top of his black top hat. Really, really nice. The only thing I don't like about it.
Yeah.
LED.
Sure. But what are you worried? That it's not as bright as you want it to be?
I am having a really tough time moving into like the blue LED light.
Sure.
Like,
but I feel like this gives us a nice white feel because it's coming through the white sort of skin of the snowman.
That's a fair point. I wonder if that comes with all the stakes.
Yeah.
So to keep it secured. It must.
I'm sure it does.
So $179.99.
Not too bad.
That's not too bad for four decorations.
Yeah.
Light up decorations.
I mean, that's getting you a solid probably four square
feet. I already know where
I would put it.
I already know where I would put it.
That's good.
So, wifey, if you're listening to this,
purchase is being made.
It's purchasing being made.
Okay, now we got, this is nice.
This is really nice.
You love when you see the big reindeer, right? That's a good price, actually. That's $199 for a deer family set of three.
Yeah.
You got one with the antlers, a baby deer, and then like a doe.
A female deer.
A deer, yeah.
And then the dad's name is Ray. He's a drop of golden sun, that guy. That's what they say about him.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Ray. I mean, that thing is tall.
That is huge. Does it say how tall it is?
It says
It is. It's 72 inches in height, the dad, with the buck with
the big
antlers on top. 72 inches. Oh. That's what, 6 feet, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That is a tall... Okay. That is a tall deer.
That is really good. Let's keep moving down here because there's some great stuff I'm seeing here.
We got a nice
frosted kind of light up tree for $129. That's pretty good.
That's nice.
I
almost bought this last year.
I am buying this for sure.
And what is
it? Maybe I should buy it right now.
Know.
It is a 7-foot holiday lamp post with LED lights. Oh my gosh. I think I might buy two.
Right now?
Maybe. Because I feel like that's going to sell out. That's so cool.
They currently have, it looks like six. They have more. There's more in the back.
Okay.
So they've got 10 in stock currently.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to text Lisa while we're to make sure I get. I love that
this is quickly going to become us texting our wives to see what our budget is for this season. Did you saw the reel I put up recently on our Instagram, right?
Which one?
Ben Stiller was like, "Oh, come on."
Okay, that was the best one, Danny. It's so good. If you didn't see it, folks, it was it said my credit card.
It was like me. It was like me. I'm not buying any more Christmas decorations this year.
And then my credit card. And then it was a clip of Ben Stiller from, is that from some Dodgeball,
I think. Yeah.
And he's like, come on. I know you. You know that I know you. You know that I know that I know you. Oh, my gosh.
It made me laugh really, really hard. Really. I have so much fun making those. Like,
you
I
do really, a great really job. And do. Here's a fun fact, folks. So Danny makes all those memes, and they're so funny. And I will see them sometimes, and they'll be coming into my feed, and I'll see one, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, this is so funny. And I'll send it to Danny, not even realizing that it was coming from our own account. And then he'll be like, yeah, I made that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice. It's so funny.
Whenever
so
you great. Do that, it puts a smile on my face because I'm like, if Eric thinks this is funny, I feel like it's got to be funny.
Absolutely.
So Eric is currently texting his wife because they have this. I don't even know if we told people what it is. It's a lamppost.
It's a lamppost, 7 feet tall, like a gold lamppost with a big red bow on it.
It's gorgeous.
Looks like something you'd see, you know, in London.
It's absolutely stunning. And so it's got like lights that kind of like twinkle inside like the base all the way up through the post to the, what would that part be called at the top? What's that called?
Where the light is?
Yeah, what is that called?
I mean, it's not like lamp box, maybe?
Lamp box, yeah. I was going to call it an obra, but I don't think that's right.
Wait, I sent it to Lisa, and she said cute. But what does that mean? Is cute mean yes or no?
I feel like cute is cute.
Cute.
Yeah. Like, it's cute.
It's cute. Let's hang on a minute.
Like, if she said yes.
That's amazing.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Cute is, yeah, let's leave it there.
Yeah.
It's really nice for you to go to the store and look at.
It does seem that was the answer.
Well, let's keep.
All right, let's keep moving down here.
Let's keep moving down. There's this thing is huge. It's 8 foot tall.
8 feet tall. And I'll tell you, height is key when you're decorating your house.
That's
it
true.
Makes everything look so much better. That's why I got a lot of inflatables, only because I like the height of them.
That's a pro move.
Do you know what I mean?
Speaking of height, there's somebody in my neighborhood who, when I run by their house, they have a Jack Skellington set up in their front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, I'm not kidding you, is probably 20 feet tall.
Yeah. They sell it at Home Depot.
I was like, what in the world? How do you set that up?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a crane?
Yeah.
Because how do you put the pieces together and secure it into the ground? I was just like, why? But then I thought, well, if there was a Christmas version of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that. Remember that huge inflatable Santa that I showed you last year that was like 20 feet tall?
Yes.
It was enormous.
Yeah. There's some friends coming by here, checking out the Christmas decor. But yeah, so we're talking about right now, there's an 8 foot tall holiday glitter mesh tree with LED lights. What I love that I've noticed is very consistent throughout all these decorations so far. Everything is twinkling.
Yes. Not static.
Yeah. But like there's some that are static.
Yep.
And so it's always lit.
Yep.
But you have these fun little accent.
Yeah. Makes it look alive. Yeah.
Moments.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the kids are saying really I'm having a twinkle moment right now.
Yeah. I think they do.
We need to make that into like merch.
Yeah. I'm having a twinkle moment. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay. It's coming. Like we just released that new hoodie recently that says I'm in my Christmas era.
Yep. Which is great.
Shout out to Swifties.
For the Swifties, absolutely.
I think one of us needs to start dating Taylor Swift so our merch sales will go up 400%, like Travis Kelce's jerseys.
That was wild.
Isn't that amazing?
And I saw that the NFL on their official Twitter said NFL parentheses Taylor's version. And it said, if it says Taylor's version, it means she owns it.
That's amazing.
Okay, right. Now we got another one of these. I love these
giant,
oversized ornament. It's candy cane colored, and it looks like an ornament that is, you know.
It's huge.
It's like the size of.
How big is it? Well, it has a timer.
Ooh.
That's a cool element. You can do, it says indoor slash covered porch.
Okay, so this is not out in the yard.
You don't put this in the yard, folks. I got to say, when I'm looking at the prices of everything here, this feels like the least bang for your buck.
Yeah, that's $84 for something that's probably about a 2 feet high,
and it's a static element.
Yeah.
If you spend $15 more, you get a 7-foot-tall holiday lamppost.
And plus, I don't think you could just get one of these. No. You kind of need two.
But so. I feel like the person who puts these around their tree probably has a very large house.
Yes.
Which means $85 is per.
Nothing.
Is like,
yeah,
I'll take
it's
10.
Not that big of a deal.
I want them all over.
Yeah.
I want them in my second house.
Yeah. In the beach house.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got some stars. That's your kind of basic three-star
cool.
set.
I don't know where I would put these.
Yeah. It looks like a filler decoration for me.
Yeah.
You got like a little spot. You're not sure what to do with it. And you just need some filler. You go with the stars.
Unless you hung them. Like, you know, I was talking about at Target, those snowflake things.
Yeah, you could hang it like
leaves.
Yeah, especially if your like garage or your house comes to a point.
Yeah.
And then you hang it right from that point. That would look nice.
Yeah. And they're three different sizes. So you've got like a large star, which is, where's the, that's 36 inches, so 3 feet. And then you've got a 26 incher and then an 18 incher. So they can be used indoor, outdoor. They're all white. Again, they've got that twinkle element, which is really, really cool.
Nice.
Definitely dig that. Dude, I cannot believe how much stuff Target has. Or Target, where are we at? Costco.
Costco.
I can't believe how much stuff Costco has, man. This
now we're
amazing.
Into just your basic lights.
Look at this.
No, I like these. These look like the old 80s
these
lights.
These are the throwbacks. Are they
Sylvania?
LED?
They're LED. LED. Platinum. What do they call these? LED
they,
C9
they're
lights.
Like the C9 light,
yeah,
but
which are the
these
big
are like fabulous. What we have in our studio.
Those get very hot. You need to be careful.
I know. That's maybe we should get these so my parents won't be as concerned this
about
season.
About lighting it on fire.
It is two sets of 50 lights. So that's how much
that's pretty good.
Lighted length. That's, let's see.
For $22.
Yeah, that's a heavy box.
That's way better deal than what we were seeing at Target.
So you get, when you combine them, you get over 65 feet. Of lights.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for only $23.
Yeah.
And if you like that classic multicolored C9 look, you need to get that in
your life. I always like that on a tree.
The big bulbs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That feels so 80s.
That feels so outdoors to me.
Well, I like them outdoors as well, like on your house.
Right.
But I also like them on a, what are these?
These are
100
cool.
Lights Glitter Gem Garland.
Yeah,
so the garland is the lights.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a silvery looking.
Yeah, so the box, the way they show it displayed is like somebody's put this like on sort of the windowsill. You know, people get those like window treatments that are really thick and they've got some space on it for like picture frames or whatever.
Yeah.
They're showing this sort of being run across that windowsill where like you would maybe face this out towards the street.
Yep.
And so that way people driving by could see this really nice lit element. But you can also put it on the mantle, you know, above your fireplace.
It looks like it's got wire in it, so you can kind of shape it however you want. I mean,
or
that's a good looking tree.
Like entertainment unit?
Ooh, yeah, around the right in front of the TV or something.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, okay, that is...
Okay, we're getting distracted because
there's
right
a
behind
beautiful
us,
tree.
These trees, we actually... This is the one I have in my house.
Is it really?
This 9-foot tree, yeah.
Okay, this is what
it's
I like.
It's missing the top piece, I think.
I like the way that it's changing colors.
Yeah.
It's going warm white and then just very seamlessly going into multicolored and then back into warm white light, which is very cool.
It's
very
stunning.
Very cool.
And it has, I want to say there's like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 different settings on it.
Really?
And so it comes with a remote, so you can do just multicolored on all the time, just white on all the time, sort of that, you know, fading in and out of white, fading in and out of color, fading from white to color.
Yep.
So my daughters love playing with the remote at the holiday season. And it's fun because they get to sort of choose like, oh, this morning I'm really into multicolored or I just want the white lights on this evening.
You know what I've never done, but I've always wanted to do is where you sync up your tree lights to music.
Yeah.
That, whoa, look at this big old.
Yeah, this is 12
dude,
feet.
12 feet for $1,000.
Yeah. The person who has this tree, Eric, is the same person who buys those huge
ornaments
over there and buys like 10 of them and puts them around their house. Okay, so we got a little distracted.
Yeah, sorry.
So we're working this line here, and we talked about icicle lights earlier, how we both
they should
don't
look
get
like icicles.
They should look like icicles.
Yep.
And I love, so when we were growing up, when icicle lights first came out, and they're still around, is icicle lights were like a string of just white lights hanging, right? And when you got them and they were brand new, they would like hang like 6 inches, but then over like the course of the holiday season, they would drop. Stretch out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, now they have these like ice crystal icicle sets.
Ooh, yeah.
That legitimately look like icicles.
They got kind of a, they're using the blue LED, but that actually works for sort of the frost look.
I like the sparkle effect on it.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really cool.
And it looks like it's kind of dripping down almost because the lights are slowly going down.
100%. So this, what I always advise people, you know, when they're asking about buying Christmas lights, is I say, look at the total length and the lit length.
Yes, very because different.
Because you need to consider, like you might look at it and go, oh, overall length is 20 feet, but the lit length is only like 15,
right?
Which means you've got all this extra cord that then you're gonna have to account for when you're hanging lights around your house. So what I would advise people do is measure where you want a light first, and then go to the store and start making decisions about what you want to buy. Because you might get at home and you're like, oh gosh, I got like 12 extra feet.
Right.
Or as we were talking about earlier with the candy canes, you find yourself in a position where you're like, shoot, now I got to buy like six sets. This is going to cost me $300.
All right, now we're going down a sort of wreath and ornament aisle.
This feels like interior decor.
Yep. Okay, right? These are kind of fun. These are enormous ornaments.
I love it.
You got
the
about
enormous mints.
I like that. Okay. That's good.
It sounded better in my head.
They're like six pretty big ornaments, and these are 19.
I think they're $20. That's not bad.
That's not too bad.
I might buy this.
That is good. And they're very pretty ornaments.
I like to get these and hang them outside my house.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Like out by my porch, I have like these big ones that I hang at different heights to sort of fill this empty space.
Yep.
It's a really nice
Again,
little touch.
Again, it's a height thing.
It's all about height.
You're filling that heights.
To me, it's about ensuring that I don't have any dead zones.
Yes.
Yeah. On the outside of my house.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So now.
That's kind of nice.
Here's the thing. I appreciate this stuff, but as we've talked about on the show.
You're an outside guy.
That was a deal we made.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife and I, that I get to do the outside, she does the inside. So I love like this. We're looking at this ceramic holiday village.
Beautiful.
It's stunning. It's $80, 10 pieces. It looks like it's got places inside for you to throw like votive candles.
Yep. Or it might even have lights inside of it.
It says accessories not included.
It says illuminated though.
Hmm. Oh, batteries included.
There you go.
So they're built in.
Yeah. So
now
you got
that
about five
is a selling
houses
point.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trees.
This is beautiful.
That's nice.
Now pair this with that light string thing we saw over there that like goes on the mantle.
Oh yeah, that would be
Do
great.
Do that across your entertainment unit with these
Boom.
Little
yep.
houses. Now the only issue I would see, this is a warm yellow.
Yeah, and that was more white, of a white.
It was more like
more
a white.
A true white.
White.
So this would be very nice as a night light for a kid's room.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very soft and warm,
yes.
And it's like not going to light up the whole room, but enough that if they have to go potty in the nighttime.
Yeah. Or they just want to throw a potty.
Throw a potty, you know. Okay, now we got some of these fun lanterns.
These are fun.
We have a Disney one for $50, and then we have a regular one with Santa or a snowman family for $22.
It is worth noting that the Disney one has three different options.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that? The small little change. This one has Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy
and presents.
All carrying presents. Yeah.
And you got Mickey and Minnie on a sleigh.
Right. And then there's one more of them ice skating around a Christmas tree.
There you go.
And we saw this up towards the front. So if you want to get a look as to like how it sort of, you know, looks in person and how it works, you can check it out at the front of Costco. They actually have one outside of the box.
Yeah.
You can shake this a snow globe as well, which is really, really cool.
Love it.
And then they have some just more traditional holiday lanterns here. I really like this one right here that shows Santa in his sleigh.
Oh yeah, sort of flying over a town.
A village.
Yeah, that's
nice. Isn't that cool? And I like that the village has what looks to be like
train track.
Train track element.
That is really nice.
I like that one.
And
this one's only
$23. It's right there.
That is not nearly as impressive as I thought. Doesn't it look really nice in the box?
Well, this is also the back of it. So maybe we'll see it better on the
other
side.
But it's a lot skinnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it is skinny.
Yeah. I mean, I still want it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just if I didn't see that and all I saw was this box, I'd be like, I'm in, 100%.
We got a large gnome, which I love that because we've sort of,
started collecting gnomes.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. It sort of happened by accident, but this idea where you have like the big hat, the nose, and the big white beard, that's sort of become something that we've been acquiring a bunch of.
Right.
I think we like it because of its Scandinavian sort of heritage of the gnomes and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I might have to get that. That's $50.
Well, I mean, there's no place like Gnome, you know? So...
He was waiting to say that.
I literally was just like, don't forget to say that. Don't forget to say this. Don't forget to say this.
Okay, this I like. This is very cool. Awesome. I've not seen anything like this. Looks pretty sturdy.
What is it?
It is a gingerbread house with lights and music. Ooh. And it's probably about 2 feet tall. It's very, you can look at all.
It's got a lot of detail.
Lots of detail. And it looks like it lights up pretty nicely.
Yeah, like all the windows and doors light up. I'm guessing... I don't know for certain, but I would hope that maybe like these little candy elements that are on the roof
might light up,
but I think it might just be the windows.
Yeah, it might just be coming through.
There are windows on the side as well.
And the back, I'm assuming.
You think so? Let's see. You know what would be epic? Oh, yeah. It's windows all around. You know what would be epic? Would be if this chimney
produced
had like
smoke?
An orange light element.
Ooh, yeah.
But smoke would be incredible too. I guess you could just drop a little piece of dry ice in there.
Yeah, or this. Okay, this is a great idea.
Okay.
You make something like this, but it's a essential oil diffuser. Ooh. And so the chimney is where you put like the stuff and the smoke is
and
just
the steam.
And does
it smell like...
Yeah, and it smells like gingerbread.
It's not... I was like, please tell me it's not going to be like eucalyptus.
No. It'll smell like gingerbread. That's pretty awesome. And that is $100.
That is $100. That feels... I would rather drop a hundo on that than on the large ornament.
Yes, agreed. Right. Agreed.
See, that's part of my strategy as well, folks, is like do a walk around, see what everything is, see what the pricing is on everything.
Yep.
And then start getting a sense as to like, say your budget is $300 or whatever you sort of set your budget at. Then you can start to game plan, well, this is what I can get for that amount of money.
Okay, this is kind of fun. I've never seen this before. This is 24 greeting cards, but they're all different. Which are nice. And
from
that
papyrus.
Is from papyrus, which is nice.
I always get papyrus cards. $29.99.
Oh, yeah.
These are really nice.
Yeah, but those are like nice cards.
How many do you get? 24?
Yeah, 24.
Dude, that's an incredible deal because if you buy greeting cards, like I'm sure most of you do.
$4 a pop.
Well, papyrus is like $6.99 now. Have you seen the cost of greeting cards?
Yeah.
I look at the back, I go, this is a misprint. $7.99?
This can't be
for
right.
For a card? But this one, that works out to just over $1 a piece.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You guys got to get that one. That's amazing. So we're basically in like the wrapping section now. So we've got...
We got some bows. We got some gift tags.
Those are nice gift tags.
Gift tags are nice. And you get a little Disney element in there.
What I like about them is that it's not just all Santa. All Disney.
Yeah.
There's Snoopy. There's...
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are really, really nice, right?
Yeah.
I love gift tags.
Okay, Kirkland.
Kirkland. I mean, Kirkland all day, every day.
We got bows, lots of bows.
Are you really a dad if you don't buy Kirkland stuff?
Ooh, this is fun.
A lot of ribbon.
I got to take a picture of this because with my hat making, I mean, think about how cool that would look on a hat.
That would look really, really cool. Are you still making hats?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm working on it.
I love that.
Getting better.
If I don't get a new hat for Christmas, I will be severely disappointed.
I'll need to take your head measurement.
Okay.
And then we got wrapping
paper.
7 1/4.
Then we got wrapping paper. And then I will just dangle this out there for anyone who's interested is there's a lot of cool looking gift options here. So I don't know if you can hear this. I'm sure you can hear this because it's very loud. So there's like a digital pinball machine here that's Star Wars.
Eric is playing. This is amazing.
Oh, shoot again.
Whoa. Oh, and it's a lightsaber when you launch. Oh, jeez.
Is it delayed, or are you just not good at pinball?
I don't know. could be both. Here we go.
So this is a digital pinball machine. Whoops. That's Star Wars, and it is $700.
That's
so if you have a Star Wars lover in your life, if you have a pinball machine lover in your life, launch. I'm watching Eric try to figure this game out. It looks like it's all in French. Oh, is it?
Something.
Bonus totale.
Well, Your Highness, I guess this is it.
All right, can you hear that, guys? This is Eric playing.
Game over. Yeah, well, give me a new ball.
You got to put money in, bro. Does it have a coin slot? No.
No. Okay, here we go.
Empire Strikes Back.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. It's going to work now.
I think that is French. Isn't that French?
Never mind. I don't know.
Rebellion.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa, this is actually pretty cool. All right.
Because it's a video screen.
Whoa, dang. That was moving fast. Here we go.
Use the force. Yes.
Yoda.
What is it, General?
Vader.
Boom. That's pretty fun. Oh,
there's something not right here.
Okay, that's fun.
That is fun. So $699.99. They've got a Star Wars arcade
virtual pinball.
Yeah, but like just past all the holiday decor is this whole section of what looks to be really great holiday gift ideas for kids. They've got little Tyke stuff. They've got Hot Wheels.
Pianos.
What is that? Is that a walkie-talkie?
Yep.
It's a two-way radio.
89.
Keyboard. It's nice. What's keyboard? This thing over here?
Oh, look at this karaoke machine.
Singing machine. That thing's really, really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, I got a picture of this.
That feels like something that would be really great for your family.
Yep.
They got Nerf stuff, or I guess knockoff Nerf stuff. Minecraft.
What is this?
Kid, Pokemon.
There's a Kid Star, like, DJ set.
That's amazing.
Oh, look at this huge
DJ mixer with party lights, bro.
Yeah.
Look at that. I want that for me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We got some puzzles.
They got so much stuff here.
Okay, wait, look at this thing. It's,
whoa.
That is a...
The fidget mat.
It is 23 inches big, and it's a huge bubble popping.
That's the biggest fidget mat I've ever, or fidget thing I've ever seen.
Okay. That's cool.
All right, we got to get out of here before we spend a ton of money. But anyway, what's great about Costco is it's a great place to come get amazing decorations at what we believe to be a very fair price.
Definitely.
And... after you get your decorations and your wrapping paper, you just go two aisles over and boom, you're buying gifts.
Shopping is done.
Yeah. So I will definitely, definitely be coming back here.
I may need to renew my Costco membership because...
Well, if you need, just come with me.
That's true. I could just come here.
Can we scoot through here? I always feel suspicious when I leave Costco with nothing.
With nothing? Yeah.
Yeah. Because they don't make it easy to get out of here. Because they've got like all like the carts,
the
like setting a barricade. It's like Les Miserables over here.
You on the barricades, listen to this. No one is coming to help you to fight.
All right. Oh, I didn't even see that. They got a Bluey set.
Oh, yeah.
That's gosh. All right, I'm coming back
here. Bluey house.
All right. Well, this was a very successful trip here today.
Good.
Doing great, bros.
All right.
We didn't buy anything.
Nothing.
We're just browsing. Sorry, I had to throw that in there for all my Christmas Vacation fans. All right, two stores down.
All right.
One store to go. I don't know how Walmart is going to be.
Top that. That was
Costco.
The thing that really had going for it was size.
Yeah.
Lots of big things.
I am not just saying this for the podcast. I will 100% be going back there likely later today.
Yeah.
I really want the snowman set.
Yeah.
And that lantern.
The lantern.
Did I tell you last year I bought a lantern at Lowe's? It was a Disney one that had
I remember you did.
And I got it home and it was just like really
underwhelming.
Cheap plastic.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very tall. And so I took it back. Those are like the birds that are in Hawaii.
Bird I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, he wants to be on the podcast.
Yeah, for real.
All right. So Costco, that felt very successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have one more stop. We're going to get back to the car here, hop in. Head off to Walmart to see what they've got cooking. I can't imagine they're going to beat Costco.
No way.
No way.
No way.
No way. All right. So we're back in the car.
Yep.
Heading to our next destination. Should we pick back up with our draft?
Yes. Okay. So we were just to review. This is a fall draft. Anything fall. I went football. You went Thanksgiving.
I did.
Very strong first round pick. I went leaves changing, and you went, what was your second pick?
I went with pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch, yes. Okay, so football, Thanksgiving, leaves changing, pumpkin patch. Mm-hmm. My third pick, fall. I'm going to go, let me think about this. You know, okay, I'm going to say jackets.
Ooh.
I love wearing jackets just in general.
Like my sweater weather.
Sweater weather jackets. Like I like a light, you know, a blazer over a hoodie.
Yeah.
Or like this jacket I'm wearing today. Like that sort of, not a parka, Right. I'm not talking parkas. I'm not talking big winter coats. I'm talking that really nice, you know, jean jacket or corduroy jacket or something like that, a like bomber jacket.
Yeah.
I love the weather that fall brings that allows me to wear jackets.
Now, is that something that you have always been into because you grew up in a cold weather climate in Illinois?
No, I think I really, it was once I moved to New York and really, you know, fashion really became deeply important to me. And like, yeah. I loved just the research of it and the putting it together for myself and for others. And my favorite thing to dress myself in, if you were like, you can wear anything. Like, do I want to go with like a, you know, island look or a, you know, formal look? My favorite thing to wear is like a nice pair of pants, some boots, you know, a flannel shirt and a cool jacket.
Okay.
Like that's my favorite assembly of clothes. So I'm going jackets. Okay. Number three.
All right. See, me being from SoCal, I wouldn't think of that because that means like, I don't get to wear like a t-shirt and shorts every day anymore. As you would like to say, Danny, you're California showing.
Yes.
I remember you saying that season one when I picked the Beach Boys. Little Saint Nick is one of my top 10 songs of all time. And if you guys have not listened to that, go back to season one. The good news is if you've just discovered our show recently because of, you know, our popularity on Instagram, there's like over 60 episodes in our back catalog you guys can go and listen to and hear the silliness that is Danny and Eric. All right, so before we get out of the car here at Walmart, because we have arrived, my third selection, my third pick in the draft is going to be, I don't know if this is cheating, but I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to say Christmas decorations.
Fair. Can we clarify it as early Christmas
decorations? Early Christmas decorations, yes, because...
Because there is joy in the people like us that do go early. I think that's a totally fair
point. I mean, it is September,
sure,
and it's 85 degrees outside, and we're looking at Christmas decorations. So, like,
we fall, are those guys.
I know the decorations are going to be up on the outside of my house.
Yep.
So that being said, like, when I think... Because winter doesn't technically start until December anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of us, I'm sure most people who listen to this show, because you're Christmas obsessed people, you...
All of November, you're in it.
Your decor is up.
Yeah.
Inside, outside, you're ready to rock. So I'm just going to go, let's just go holiday decorations.
Fair.
Does that feel like a good one?
Yeah.
All right. So that's my third selection. With that, we have arrived at Walmart. So we're going to head inside and see. I don't have a lot of confidence in them beating Costco.
No, but we'll try.
We'll see what's cooking. So come along with us. Here we go.
Have been doing a thing where they do, all right, you have three lives,
okay,
and like they'll do what are the top 10 most streamed Taylor Swift songs.
Oh, and so right
you try to fill up the top 10, but anytime you get one wrong,
you lose a life.
Oh. It's just kind of a fun, like,
we should do that.
Sort of have done stuff like that, but
we didn't do lives. It was just like
which
I think is smart, because like then it either you figure it all out or
you lose. Yeah.
Rather than just having somebody keep guessing and guessing and guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, as we've seen, makes the game go
forever.
Way too long. All right. So while we're walking up to Walmart, maybe we should do our fourth.
Sure. Yeah.
Selections. Here?
Okay. So my fourth selection. Let me think about this. I think I'm gonna go. Now this is. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say apples, but okay. I'm including apple picking and apple cider.
Wow. And apple pie?
I'm not a big apple pie guy, but you know. But just the general sense of apples being like important.
Okay.
I've gone apple picking before, which is so fun.
It's a ton of fun.
I love apple cider once it starts to get colder.
Yeah.
So I'm going apples.
Okay.
Across the board.
I feel like that's a really great selection.
I think it's good. It covers a lot. You got some smells, you got some experiences, you got some tastes.
Yeah, to me, like the apple orchard experience is very much akin to the pumpkin patch experience.
Definitely, very similar. But pumpkin patch was already stolen.
Yes.
It was already off the board.
So stolen.
All right, we got at least some merch here. Now this is a nice
night. We've just gotten into Walmart. We're literally 25 yards into Walmart and they have Christmas sweaters.
We got four Christmas sweaters. We got a nice, very green Santa Claus is coming to California. That's nice.
Yeah.
We have Santa Stop Here First, California. We have a sort of red California with a, you know, Christmas sweater print that says home. And then we have Chilling With My Snowmies in California, which are a bunch of snowmen.
So we have a version of this on our site that just says Chilling With My Snowmies.
There you go.
Now, I do wonder, looking at these, because these are, we're here in California, as we've shared. These are all specific to California.
Yes.
Like, this is like a Christmas sweater print in the shape of the state of California. State, yeah. So I wonder, like, if you were at Walmart in Iowa, Texas, do they have all these where it's like Santa Claus is coming to Alabama, wherever. So if you're listening and you go to Walmart, send us a picture on social media. We'd love to see if they're doing this line of holiday merch at all the Walmarts across the U.S. or maybe even around the world. Maybe they have it in London and I don't know if Walmart's overseas.
I don't know.
Never gone looking for Walmart while I've been in England. I'm usually looking at like historical sites.
Sure, yeah.
Not being like, hey, where's Walmart? So I have to confess, I have never gone shopping for Christmas decorations at Walmart. So I don't know where we're supposed to be going.
I don't either. Sometimes I think they might be outside.
All right, so your number four selection for our draft.
Apples.
Apples. All right, so number four for me, I'm going to go with something that feels like a sort of an amalgamation of things we've discussed here.
Sure.
I'm just going to call it the change in the air.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean by that? By like the smells sort of start to change.
Yeah.
You know, you get that little, like, this happened the other day, I noticed, and I was going to send you a message about it, is like I walked outside and I felt like fall was coming. Do you know there's a feeling when you walk outside and you feel like fall is coming, where like there's a little breeze, the air smells a little bit different, the heat feels like it's broken, like the heat of summer.
Uh-huh.
And just the air changes, which is like you feel like you're on the back side of the year now. And just that transition from the summer heat to the crispness of fall.
I love that. Crispiness.
Crispiness. Ooh.
That's good.
It's kind of like Merry Christmas.
Yeah, ooh. That's a good shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Put some like fall like leaves and stuff.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
All right, folks.
Oh my gosh.
We've come to the Christmas stuff.
Dude, can tell that they are preparing for something big.
There's
here.
A lot of dead space right now, but you can see that it's going to be filled.
My
We do have some
gosh.
Rather large inflatables, which I love.
Yeah.
We're looking at some serious height here. We're looking at probably 10 feet tall.
Does it say? Is there a sign that says? So they have, is that an inflatable, but it's just wrapped to not look like an inflatable?
Yeah, that's an inflatable.
That's impressive.
That's
so
an inflatable.
It's a Santa inflatable, but it looks fuzzy. So it doesn't have that like traditional vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. Look. Like this guy does.
Like this guy.
This is a huge
this is
Santa.
Massive.
With a card or a sign that says Merry Christmas.
Merry
but
Christmas,
it's,
yeah.
Enormous. It's got to be at least 10 feet tall.
I can't get over Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I think that's going to work. That is a huge inflatable. There is so much Christmas decor already
Danny,
out here at
I
Walmart.
Think we need to get this for the
that
studio.
That sign is really
That is
really
just
cool.
like a great looking sign.
You know it where it needs to go?
Classic
It needs to
Santa.
Go. I think it needs to replace the wreath.
I love that idea.
We hang it right in the center of the studio above the TV. It's only $16.97.
Yeah, that's really cool. I got to get a picture of some of these things here.
I mean, I will say, we do have some like dead spots on the walls in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we hung a bunch of cards up there.
Yep.
But I almost feel like we could do this Santa picture that we're seeing right here, mm-hmm. which is, it's like 2 feet
beautiful.
By 2 feet. It's beautiful. And it's got a little sparkle to it, which is nice. I think it'll look nice when the lights are on in the studio.
Yeah.
But like, you know, the wall that's sort of in between my tree and your tree and the chimney area, I feel like maybe something like this would look nice there. What do you think?
I do like that.
There are these signs that say Joy and Noel.
But they look like kind of crushed paper, which is nice.
And they're over like, looks like a sprig of some sort of Christmas type tree, like a birch or what are some other... Christmas birches in a Christmas tree.
Maybe birches. Fir. A fir tree.
That looks like a fir tree.
Evergreen tree.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
I gotta say, when we left Costco, I didn't think anything was gonna touch it.
Yeah.
I will say though, this is just my opinion. the classiness of what we saw at Costco felt
better,
like at a higher level.
Yes.
A little bit more elevated than yes. what we're seeing here.
Yes.
But this Santa picture for $16.97 feels like,
so
I'm gonna take a picture of it and post it on our Instagram and the Patreon. So that way people who are subscribing, actually I'll put it on the private Facebook group and the Patreon. So that way
people can see it.
People can see what we're talking about. And if you want to be one of those people who is a part of our Patreon family, the Christmas Countdown crew, as we call them, you get access to a private community on Facebook that's packed with tons of other Christmas obsessed people like you. Plus we release bonus episodes that are only available to people who subscribe or support us on Patreon. There's a link in the episode notes. Click that. That's where we're going to post this photo of this Santa thing that's going to go over our mantle, which is really, really cool.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you walk by these little things, do you feel compelled to press every single button?
Like of course I do. Yeah. So okay, they have these like little light up things. That's awesome.
Really cool. And it looks like a radio.
What is, an animated retro radio is what
retro
it says
radio. It's
here.
$10.
It has a little tag that says I'm musical. So I guess you hold it down.
It's got a spinning tree and a very sort of 1950s kind of looking family room, and the little girl talking to Santa, the little boy's looking at the tree.
That is really cool.
That's pretty great.
That's only $10.
That's great.
I mean,
and then they also have one that is a little railroad.
Oh, that's cute.
Let us come, let earth receive her King.
Little harmonies there for the people.
I love it.
I realized I got a little nervous because when I sang one like note to harmonize, I was like, well, now I have to harmonize.
Now you
got to
go harmony the whole
and
way.
I don't know what the next note is, but I'm just going to figure
trust
it out
it.
As we go. Just trust.
Look at these. Now this is kind of, these are $2. These are mini houses that look like the sort of nice.
That look nice.
Christmas village that you would do, right?
These are ceramic, bro.
Yeah, these are like really nice and they're $1.98.
This one's a barber shop?
A bakery, a town hall, a candy shop, coffee shop, a
grocery
store. So if you're looking, especially if you live maybe in an apartment and you don't have as much counter space and you're looking to set up a Christmas village, this is really nice.
I feel like, you know where these would look great?
Where?
You know, on the like fireplace thing we have, there's that sort of under area.
Oh yeah.
Under the mantle. Like if we put something and built our own little holiday village there.
I like that.
Oh, that's cool.
We got a storytelling Santa reading the night before Christmas with a fully lit fireplace. Oh, that's great.
That's really, really cool.
That's
a good Santa voice.
Yeah.
I like it. So maybe we'll come back for these.
Yeah.
I mean, they're only, we don't have a cart.
Yeah.
I don't think we anticipated buying stuff.
There's a bunch of stuff
over
here.
Oh my gosh, and they light up?
Oh my God. Okay.
Look at this holiday village thing, Eric.
Okay, we got some good. There's a taco shop.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, the village.
Why have we been sleeping on Walmart?
Now I'm excited about our village.
Look, and you can even get the snow blanket
stuff. Snow blanket that makes it look real. Okay, we got characters that you can put in. A Christmas tree farm.
In my heart is a Christmas tree farm. And people in
here. They got cows. We got cows.
Oh my gosh. Feeding the cows.
Feeding the cows.
That has Eric written all over it. And if you don't know why, you need to go back and listen to season one, where Eric first revealed to all of us that he was obsessed with an album called It's a Cow Christmas. And if you've not done yourself the favor of listening to it, go on Spotify, look up Cow Christmas. You'll know what we're talking about, and you can go listen to Eric gush about it.
This is an LED projector.
Dude.
Oh, I love that.
This is amazing. Walmart, I'm sorry. I was hating on you, sleeping on you. And now that's I feel fun. Like I am going to be back here buying this stuff. Because we need to get some of this for our studio. To really deck out that area in between
nice
us.
Too. Look at this little Noel.
That's
with
really
some
cute.
Cardinals on
some
it.
Some cardinals, yeah.
Can we move? Oh!
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Listen to this first.
Oh, okay. That is... I need to buy this.
That's really cute.
That's so
if you were a St. Louis Cardinal fan and a Christmas fan,
this would be the most perfect thing.
I would put a little baseball jersey on them.
Yeah,
Or I'd paint those little trees to look like baseball bats.
Then I'd have to burn it.
Because you're a Cubby fan.
I'm a Cubs
fan. Okay. So really the moral of the story here, folks, is Walmart, is... They're already unpacked. They got like a team of people here who are unpacking stuff. Let's go ask this lady when the rest of the Christmas stuff is coming. Excuse me. When do you anticipate all of the Christmas stuff being on? When do you anticipate all the Christmas stuff being on display here? Like all it, like this whole area being full of decor.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe in like a few weeks, month.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks, it'll be ready.
They do everything fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
We are huge Christmas fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
We host a Christmas podcast called Christmas Countdown, and so we've been going around town.
Oh, nice.
Looking at all the Christmas decorations that people have out.
They have a nice and good prices over there, the small ones.
Yeah.
We saw the like little like village things, like the holiday village, like $2. That's incredible.
$1.99, very nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
We haven't gone that way yet.
No, we're
we've just been right here. And okay, the prices are great.
I think in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Okay.
We'll I think,
yeah.
Well, we'll be back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one. See ya. That was amazing. Thank you, Walmart employee. She's excited.
Okay, let's see. She says we got to go around the corner here.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't even walk down this aisle, Eric. Okay, so this aisle, we sort of just walked by when we first got here, but this feels like it's got a mix of... Oh, whoa. What's that?
It's a musical LED Christmas tree. It looks like it's filled with like...
There, let's get the sound of that.
It looks like it's filled with little like ping pong balls, but they're all lighting up and playing Christmas music. Love that.
At first I thought it was just green, but then I realized they changed colors too.
Yeah.
So they got a bunch of like plastic mold stuff here, like Santa.
This is kind of good.
Gingerbread man, snowman. They've got some stacked gift boxes here, which I need to get because mine broke. So I'm in the market for some new ones.
Yeah.
I gotta say, man, like—
Look down here.
Overall, the pricing here seems very, very fair.
Yeah. Here's a bunch of inflatables.
Disney ones.
Avocados.
Highlander cow.
Oh, I love a Highlander cow.
Highlander cows are amazing. If you've never looked at a Highlander cow, go Google Highlander cow right now.
Oh, I love a Highlander cow.
They actually have one at Underwood Farms.
Yeah. Okay, this is great. For $84, you have an inflatable Santa and snowman. Playing cornhole.
Dude, that's epic. Oh, they got a Mrs. Claus. I don't think I've ever seen a Mrs. Claus inflatable.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty good.
And, you know, we've talked about this on the show in the past. So like, you sort of, like, are stuck. Like, when you put one Santa in front of your house, do you become the Santa house?
Right.
And just do a ton of Santas? Because you can't just sprinkle them, because that gets a little confusing. So now the solve is... get a Mrs. Claus inflatable. I might need to get that.
Oh, here's a Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Aww.
And she's like kissing him on the cheek.
She's giving him a little smooch before he leaves to go deliver all the presents.
That is good stuff.
Ooh, look at this gingerbread archway.
Oh,
that's so cool. It's like this big inflatable like gingerbread house with like a door that you would put.
Right at the entrance to your like walkway.
Exactly. Oh, look at that St. Nick's delivery truck. Dude, this is amazing. I don't know why I didn't come here sooner.
Yeah. They're doing all right here.
They're doing a great job here at Walmart. So here's the good news for all of the Christmas lovers around the world. The stores have the decorations out. There's a pretty darn extensive selection of stuff to choose from.
And if you like getting stuff... and you want to have selections, you got to realize that they're putting this stuff out earlier and earlier because people are buying it earlier and earlier. So if you really want to get some of this stuff, our advice would be do not wait.
No.
Do not wait.
Because here's the thing. If you know that you like it and you know you're going to get it, why not just get it right now?
Yeah.
It's 100%. Sort of silly to wait. Just secure it while you can.
Yeah.
Which is what we are doing here today. We are buying... five items here,
accoutrement,
which you guys will see in the studio this season. But if you want to get early access to seeing what that looks like, you're going to want to make sure you join the Patreon, because we'll put that photo up in the Patreon group as well as on the Facebook page. We'll probably even do a little behind the scenes of how we're going to decorate the studio.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Because we're about to do that. We have our set builder is coming on Friday to measure out the space, and then we're going to put up all the panels and hang our lights and the
trees.
All the decor is going up, my gosh, and probably around the time this episode comes out.
Comes out, yeah.
And folks, get excited because season 3 is coming. October 16th, Monday, October 16th, season 3 of Christmas Countdown Show premieres. We're really excited. We got Hallmark Channel back. We're talking to a bunch of other people who are looking to come on as guests on the show.
Yeah.
You and I, Eric, have some really exciting things in the works right now.
We do.
We can't really fully share yet, but we're talking to some places that, you know, this whole roadshow thing might not be a one-off deal.
Yeah.
We might be taking you guys on the road with us this holiday season to some really cool places and really cool experiences. Right. So if you're not subscribing to the show already, please make sure you do that. And follow us on social media. We're at Christmas Countdown Show on Instagram and TikTok, at Xmas Pod on X, which is what it's called now.
Yeah, you can't even look it up as Twitter anymore.
I know. But it's twitter.com, isn't it? That's what I'm confused by. So we're just checking out here at Walmart. Someone's excited next to us. Now, Eric, we got 5 items that are pretty hefty size items. Our total, $39.56.
That's crazy.
Bada bing. Sweet. Walmart stepped it up in a big way. $39.56 for 4 framed holiday pieces that are going to look so, so good in the studio this season. Yeah. I'm excited for this. All right.
I like it because the vibe is very retro cool.
Which is us, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're very throwback-y sort of dudes.
Christmas time.
Oh, I just found a dime.
There you go. Good luck for 10 years.
Right. Yeah, right?
All right, so let's finish our draft here. Let's rehash what we did on our fall fantasy draft here. I went football. Danny went Thanksgiving. I went leaves changing.
Yep.
Danny went pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
I went jackets. Danny went holiday decor.
Yep.
Decor. I went apples.
Yep.
Danny went crispness.
Crispness.
Very good. All right, so we got
crisp. I keep saying crispness.
Crispness.
Merry Christmas. Because there's like crispness in the air.
Sure.
Maybe that's bad. Merch idea. I don't know. I felt really good about it when I said it in Walmart, and now I feel like people are going to think I just spelled it wrong.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think crispness. I don't know.
Listeners, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. What's better?
I'll put it as a poll. You can do polls and episodes on Spotify.
Okay,
so
do that.
I'll do that.
That's good. All right. So for my 5th and final selection for the fall draft, I'm going to go fireplaces.
Ooh, okay.
I love sitting by a fireplace. Obviously, again, we don't get to do that as much here in Southern California. But growing up, we had a fireplace. And I remember in the fall, because not only I'm going to include the smell of burning leaves.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, nice. So like a fire pit,
mm-hmm,
kind of fireplaces, that whole aesthetic.
That's strong.
That's what I'm going for. Super strong. Five.
That's a great top 5.
Thank you.
I feel like they all sort of connect. Like, it's just a feeling. You know, like,
100%.
There's a fall feeling.
An essence
of fall.
Yes.
Which is kind of what I was thinking with like the crispness. Like, there's just it's the essence, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So for number 5 for me, I'm really tempted to get cheeky with this one and just say what I love about fall is that we are almost at Christmas.
You could say anticipation.
Ooh, the anticipation of Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like I kind of already said that with like holiday decor.
A little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
I'm going to go with, you know, I want to tap back into something that reminds me of childhood.
Okay.
Time off from school.
Yeah.
Time off from responsibilities.
Yeah. Did we used to have something called fall break?
I know we would get like 2 days off for the week of Thanksgiving.
Right.
You got like Thursday, Friday, so it's like a 4-day weekend. But now I think kids in school get that whole week off.
Yeah, so maybe that's what I'm thinking of when I think fall break.
So I'm just gonna say in general, what I love about fall is that it feels like you're at a point in the year where you can take more time off from work.
Yes.
To be with your family, to be with those you love, whether it's going to a fall festival, going to the pumpkin patch, going to the apple orchard. Fall just feels like it is finally giving people permission to relax, slow down, and it feels like it really, like the pace of life shifts dramatically once you get to fall.
I like that.
So I guess slowing down would be my number five.
Dude, this was a good draft. I like this.
This was just a fun conversation.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's going to sound like.
Yeah, we don't know because we've never recorded this way.
That's not our job anymore.
That's right. Chris, good luck to you, sir.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to wrap up this on the road episode, on location episode of Christmas Countdown Show. And as we like to say at the end of every episode.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays.
We'll see you on the next one, everybody. Bye-bye.
Season 3 is coming October 16th.